Good morning and welcome to the Positive Mindset Podcast. Here we are again, another week gone. Have you achieved your goals? I hope so. I hope you kind of move forward and achieve some of your goals that you set last week. That's what it's all about for me, just making sure each week we set goals and we move forward towards them. Again, like I said last week, if you don't reach them, don't worry about them. Write them down again today. Start again. It doesn't matter, but if you haven't written them down, you're never going to move towards them. You're never going to get there. If you haven't kind of got a goal, set a goal. It doesn't matter how big, how small, it doesn't matter. It can be a small goal. It can be a large goal. It can be a long-term goal, a short-term goal. It can be a goal that you could actually reach today or reach tomorrow, the next day, or even next week, next month, next year. It doesn't matter so long as you've got them written down. On the end of this podcast, I'm giving you some motivation. I've got another motivational kind of speech for you, and I want you to listen to it. Once you start to listen to these motivational speeches, it will make a huge difference to you. And that's what it's all about. It's finding out that if you push yourself and make sure that you push yourself and make sure that you've got it all written down, it will push you. It will help you. All right? I'll speak to you soon. You take care. Have a great week.
I want you to look at something right now. Think of some major goal you want, or maybe it's one you're already working on and you have experienced a lot of setbacks, a lot of defeats. You've experienced a lot of disappointment. Maybe you've already given up. And maybe you just need a little fire, a little encouragement to get back in the game again. Here's what I want you to look at. There are winners, there are losers, and there are people who have not discovered how to win. And all they need is some coaching. All they need is some help and assistance, just a little support. All they need is some insight or a different strategy or plan of action to make some adjustments that will open up the key to a whole new future for them, that will give them access to the unlimited power that they have within themselves. That's all that they need. So what I want you to do is think about something you want for you, that's real for you, that's important for you, that will give your life some special meaning and power. I want you to be able to say something to yourself that will enable you to maintain a level of integrity with yourself. That when you say this, even when you face tremendous setbacks, it will be a benchmark to keep you in the game, to keep you moving forward and experimenting and readjusting your strategy and your plan of action, continuously looking for ways to win. So what is that something? When you got an idea you want to move on, you might not have the money, you might not have the education, you might not have the support or the resources you need. What is that something that can keep us going, that will enable us to act on our dream? What's one of those keys that will begin to help us to discover the secrets to our dream? Here's what I want you to repeat after me, please, with power and conviction. Say, it's possible. That's all I want you to do when you look at your dream. Just say to yourself every day, it's possible. Just say that every day to yourself, it's possible. Because what does that do? See, it begins to change your belief system. See, the way in which we operate, ladies and gentlemen, it's a manifestation of what we believe, what's possible for us. Whatever you've done up to this point, all that it really is a duplication, it's a reproduction of what you believe subconsciously that you deserve and what's possible for your life. What I'm suggesting that you operate out of a larger vision of yourself. I want you to see yourself doing what you want to do, experiencing what you want to experience, having what you want to have, doing what it is that gives your life some meaning and value. Operate out of your imagination, not your memory. Because whenever you look at where you want to go, I'm going to warn you, you will have some conversation back here after you go through the data that you've experienced in life saying you can't do it. And so what you want to begin to do is ignore that inner conversation. Well, most people, ladies and gentlemen, when something happens to them, what they do is they begin to believe that that's the way it is. That's the way it's always been. And they can't see the possibility of it being any different. And I'm saying that if you know anybody that had some goal, some dream, something they wanted to do, and And they did it denying that you know in your heart that if someone has done it, then you can do it. It's possible. And that if someone can make their dream become a reality, that it's possible that you can make your dream become reality. And so as you begin to look at where you want to go, beginning to embrace that, it's possible. I'm blessed and highly favored. I've got a lot going for me. I got some good stuff in me. And it's possible that I can bring my greatness out here in the universe. That I can do what I want to do. It's possible I can write my own book. I can have my own business. I can take the trip and travel around the world. It's possible. I can bounce back from adversity and reinvent my life. It's possible. Regardless of where I am, the things can get better for me. It's possible.